You know how you bake, just put them in the stove oven and with a not very much of a fire, and just, or put them in the ashes and just let them stay there and cook real slow, you see, with peeling and all on. And I tell you, you take one, bakes good, and it'd be mushy plum food. Take it out there and get you a slice of hot butter and put on there, and it's just pretty good eating.
What about something that you maybe cook in a soup? It's green, and it's kind of long.
You talking about okra?
Uh-huh.
We have a row of that out there, and I guess it's all over it now out there. Mm-hmm. It goes, you once you get that stuff going here, and it just keeps going. And man, a couple of rows out there keep the whole country in okra.
Say if you had an apple or something lying around, it got old. You'd say it would dry out and get smaller. You'd say it would.
I say it swiveled or rankled or something.
What different kinds of beans are there?
Now there's a whole bunch of different kinds of beans. They're a white navy bean, they're red beans, and they're horse beans, what they call them, and then they're...
What's a horse bean like?
Well, it's a great big old bean. It grows, the bean part is as big as your thumb, mm-hmm. and they call them horse beans, and I don't like them much myself, but they grow good here. They'll make a lot of them, but I just don't like them much. And they're butter beans, they're white butter beans, and they're spotted butter beans, and they're big butter beans, they're little old bitty butter beans, and they just a rafter. And they're a little bitty navy bean, they're a big white navy bean, you see, and they're the same way in the red navy beans, see. I don't know where they get all that at, but you can buy them, you can go up here to the store. I planted them out here, and they'll do good if you have a good year here.
What about lima beans?
Well, yeah, they're lima beans. They have them now. I've never raised any of them here.
What's the difference between them and
butter beans? A lima bean? Mm-hmm. Well, a lima bean, it's more like the white bean. Mm-hmm. It's a butter bean. It's a flat bean and it's wide. You know, it's real wide, but it's not very thick. But them lima beans is more or less like a big red bean or something like that, or. They're a pretty good sized bean, and they're not flat like they are. Mm-hmm. And now they've got them they call string beans. Them things, the reason they call them that, I know why, because if they're green and you try to snap him, you know, break the ends of it off, you got to go plumb to the end of it. If your string on it goes plumb to the end of it each way. And they call them string beans, and then another thing, they run all over everywhere, and mm-hmm. if you put up something for them to run up on, they'll just be all over everywhere.
What's the difference between them and snap beans or green beans?
Well, now, on a snap bean, it'd be just like I told you, them. They ain't no different. Only the string beans have a string on, the others just break off. It don't have that string on it. When you snap them green, mm-hmm. they don't have that string on it like that. A string bean has that string on. It's like I told you, you have string to plumb to the end to get. When you break off the end, it's got to go plumb to the end. Then when you get to the end, you got to turn around and come back up the other side to get the other string off on the other side. In other words, where the hull grows together on two sides of it, see? But on a snap bean, it just breaks off and then you got that on it. You don't have to worry about that when you're breaking them up.
What about a green bean?
Well, now that could, a green bean, it could be any kind of a bean that you want to call it green bean.
To get the beans out of the pods, you say you have to
shell them. Mm-hmm.
And you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of.
Yeah, that's greens. They call that the greens. And
uh-huh.
Then you have the turnips. If you like a turnip, you can eat all of it. But I don't like either one of them.
Uh-huh.